time now for Radio Theater This Morning, and Kathy Fank joins us. She is the head of the theater department at UWS. Kathy, good morning. Long time no schmooze.
Yes, good morning.
So we're talking this morning in the membership drive context, of course. We're talking about bee-friendly plants, butterfly-friendly plants, native plants that we're offering as thank you gifts. And then we get you on the phone, and you're talking about a show called The Man Who Planted Trees. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's a lovely story, and it's an ecological tale of a French shepherd who sets out to plant a forest and transform this barren wasteland one acorn at a time, and it's really uplifting and unforgettable and talks about how one man and, of course, his dog can make a difference in the world.
Well, of course, if a dog is involved, there's definitely difference-making going to happen. There's a beautiful quote I wish I could remember verbatim about the person who plants a tree under whose shade he or she will never sit. And that idea of thinking that far in advance, thinking, you know, down the road to a benefit that will happen for someone else and not yourself.
Right, because, and it's interesting you say that, because the shepherd, who is a puppet in our play, or not our play, this is being brought from Edinburgh, Scotland, the Puppet State Theater Company, and they're only here for one day, so, but that's exactly what the story is about, is a man who spends his life planting a forest and then dies in the end, just as the fruits of the reward are seen.
What do you take from that? When you get to be a slightly older person, you start to think deep thoughts about that sort of thing. And gosh, now when I've tagged you as a slightly older person, and that wasn't my intent. But you do hit a point in your life where you start to think a little bit about. Do you need and want the credit for everything that you do in this life, or is it okay sometimes to defer that a little bit?
I think you just try to take it one day at a time and do the best that you can do every day.
So is this, unfortunately, they're only going to be here for one performance. How did you run across this puppet theater? How did they come to be at UWS?
Well, that's a longer story and 5 years in the making. My colleague Stuart Plattner and I teach a course in Edinburgh, Scotland, that utilizes the Festival Fringe, which is the largest arts festival in the world. And we teach theater appreciation, so we would talk about theater, and then we would go to theater from all over the world in Edinburgh. And one of the first shows we saw was The Man Who Planted Trees. And personally, I fell in love with this. It's a play for children, but this children loves it. So I want to say it's a play for all ages. And somehow, and it really was by mistake somehow, I found out they were touring our country in 2017. And so I made some calls, and we worked at it and did a little fundraising. And one way or another, we were able to tag on to their tour and get them for one day. And the thing that's really special about them is they're doing three shows for us that day. But we have given away tickets to local school children for the two matinees during the day. And so the one performance at night is where we try to make back some of our money to support the whole thing.
But local school kids are going to have the opportunity to see puppet theater, which of course kids really enjoy, and a story about trees, which are important. Trees and the planting of trees are important to kids in this part of the world, either again from an environmental standpoint or because maybe their folks work in the timber industry where replanting is a big part of it. So it's a story that's really going to strike home for a lot of these kids.
Absolutely. Well, there are 22 classrooms of kids that will fill the theater twice. And we also partnered with the Superior Parks and Recreation people for this. So this has been named the Arbor Day event in Superior, which is really cool as well. And the Parks and Rec people donated a copy of the book to each of the classrooms so the kids could learn about the story before they come to see the play, which I think is great as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show, Kathy. And we'll get a link set up so that folks can find information about the show. And if you think of it and you want to zap me off the link to some information about the book, I'll try to get that posted as well.
Great. I hope people come. It's a wonderful story. I've seen it twice, and I'm going to see it three more times.
So. Fantastic. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You bet.
Kathy Fank with UWS. She's the head of the theater department there. The Puppet State Theater Company of Scotland performing The Man Who Planted Trees. Radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.